Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka, where it's 39 degrees with wind and rain in the forecast today. It's Wednesday, January 11th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. The Sitka Assembly last night rejected an early design for renovations at Pacific High School. The Assembly instead approved an alternate design that puts a sloped roof on the building. The sloped roof won't allow the school to use the roof as a meeting and gardening space as it had hoped. The debate was heated at times, and at one point, Mayor Cheryl Westover ordered the microphones turned off when another assembly member was called out of order. KCIW's Ed Bronco reports.
The assembly first raised concerns about the design for Pacific High School's remodel last month. At issue was the roof. It appeared flat. Some assembly members questioned whether that would hold up in Sitka's rainy weather. Having a flat deck on the roof would allow students to meet up there or even garden. The idea was that water would fall through the deck onto a sloped surface underneath that would channel the water away and off the roof. The project's architect, Garrett Bertner, from the Anchorage firm of McCool Carlson Green, called the design a low-sloped roof and said it would accommodate drainage. So did municipal engineer Stephen Weatherman, who said he initially questioned why the roof did not have a peak, but that he understood the school wanted to use it for instruction and activities, and that the design planned for Pacific High was a relatively proven system, so long as it's well constructed. But doubts persisted. Here's Assemblymember Pete Esquiro.
I've had some experience with flat roofs, and in spite of having been told by the professionals what I could expect from roofs, I've yet to get a guarantee from anybody on that flat roof, other than what the manufacturers of the materials say they'll do.
The more than $2.2 million remodel of Pacific High School was approved by voters in 2010. The state will pick up two-thirds of the bill, with the city paying for the other third. The roof design was an important component for the building's students and staff, who weighed in on the design process. Pacific High teacher Mandy Summer was on the building design committee. She told the assembly that students at the school are hands-on learners who don't necessarily excel by sitting at a desk and working all day.
We have been working on developing a gardening program and trying to supplement our lunch program, where our students are a part of that. We have students that work with AmeriCorps volunteers to make our lunches for the rest of the students and the rest of the school every day.
The lunch program is also career education. Students graduate with food worker cards, and some of the training they get can be used to obtain jobs. District officials had hoped to use the roof as an easy pathway to the neighboring Southeast Alaska Career Center, which has a commercial kitchen. That would allow the lunch program to expand beyond the confines of the school's existing kitchen and free up space in Pacific High School for other instruction. Assemblymember Mike Reif said that was unnecessary, and that they could just as easily use another commercial kitchen in town, perhaps the home economics room at Sitka High School, or the commercial kitchen owned by the Sitka Fine Arts Camp on the Sheldon Jackson campus. It was Reif who urged a vote on the design last month. The city owns the school buildings, but assembly approval doesn't usually come this early in the process. When the assembly called for a vote last month, it caught Superintendent Steve Bradshaw by surprise. He mentioned that last night during this exchange with Reif.
This is the first time you've voted on the 35% design of any building I've been a part of. And I've been a part of every one of them.
Well, we should do our job better, and we're starting now. Well,
and me too. I'll assume a certain amount of the responsibility. So
Bradshaw told the assembly that education is changing and that the program at Pacific High School has been wildly successful, earning acclaim from around the state. But he said he was getting mixed signals from the assembly, on one hand asking him to consolidate programs into fewer buildings, and on the other hand asking him to make better use of the buildings he has. And he said that's what the Pacific High School remodel is about, making better use of a building that the city already owns and the district is already using.
I'm not bad-mouthing you, and if I've offended any one of you, I apologize. That's not what I'm about. But what I am about is educating kids. And if we feel that, if this design group feels that we could better educate these kids with a flat roof, to me, this assembly should be supportive of that.
Reif said he's proud of voters for supporting the schools and for approving the money for Pacific High.
But with that pride of the voters approving these bonds, They also expect us to spend that money wisely. And we have to make sure. We have to meet needs, not always just wants.
Mayor Shara Westover said she wouldn't support the design, whether the roof was flat or peaked. She's argued in the past for the Pacific High School program to be entirely located inside the neighboring Career Center. Monday night, she suggested it might even move into Sitka High School, even if it operates in its own part of the building. Westover says the school doesn't need to grow, and that schools are losing students, and with it money, and that if Pacific High School expanded, it could take students away from Sitka High.
Cheryl, your concern about students leaving the school district is a valid concern.
Phil Burdick is co-principal of Pacific High. He said his school is a way to keep students in the district, not a competitor to it.
The students that we have are students that wouldn't be in the school district. They wouldn't be at Sitka High School. So, for whatever reason, because of the style of learner they are, because of their life experience, because of X, Y, and Z, nobody knows every experience that a student can have that pushes them out of school. All I know is that I catch them. And I've caught hundreds of students in my 15 years, and that money has stayed in the school district.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen said he would support the low-sloped roof.
But what really irritates me about this is that the people on the committee and the people on the school board are not who's going to get yelled at when it leaks. We are.
Mim McConnell and Phyllis Hackett joined Christensen in supporting the original roof design, but the majority opposed it, and it was rejected. That move upset Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett, who raised her objections as the Assembly was discussing an alternate design for the building, along with whether it would comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Hackett's objection to the previous vote was deemed off-topic by Mayor Cheryl Westover, who called Hackett out of order.
Well, I would like to start out by saying that I have never been so disappointed in this Assembly, off-topic or not. I have to say that. Just by the feel in this room and the tenor, I think that the disrespect shown to the community who has worked on this and the school board is uncalled for. But the other thing I would like to say is that I think ADA compliance is very important to keep in mind.
And when Hackett refused to yield to Westover,
ADA compliance is very important.
The mayor ordered Deputy Clerk Sarah Peterson to turn off the microphones. They stayed off for 14 seconds. Hackett stopped, and the meeting went on. Before it was over, two citizens had weighed in on the Assembly's decision as well. John Bartlett said he felt the Assembly was acting outside its expertise.
Engineer staff was asked about their professional opinions, and they brought forth those professional opinions, and it just seemed like they were discounted. I don't know if you guys have any clue how many flat roofs are in town or low-slope roofs, but this is one of them right here. The Bayview building, the building next to it, Stereo North, Search.
But Sitka resident Karen Christner took the opposite view. She said when she first heard about the proposed roof on Pacific High School, she was, quote, appalled.
Thank you very much for protecting my interests. I want to have a good school there, but I don't want to have a school that we have to be repairing all the time because the roof is flat or slightly sloped.
The alternative roof that was finally approved by the Assembly will go back into the hands of the school district and its architectural firm. They'll bring back a finalized design for approval at a future meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
You can see images of the low-sloped and peak roof designs and link to the materials the Assembly reviewed last night at our website, kcaw.org. The Assembly could soon discuss changes to the city's tax code during a work session Monday to discuss the city budget. Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley recommended some changes to the way Sitka handles sales taxes. Revenues into city accounts are flat at best, and costs are going up. And the federal Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act, which means hundreds of thousands of dollars for the city, could soon expire. The city proposes several changes, including requiring nonprofits like the Salvation Army Store, the White Elephant Store, and the Sitka Summer Music Festival to collect sales tax. The recommendations also raise the sales tax cap to $3,000. Right now, purchases over $1,000 are exempt from sales tax. The recommendations also propose replacing the senior citizen sales tax exemption with an annual rebate of $300. It also would no longer exempt newspapers from collecting sales tax. At the moment, the recommendations are just that and are a long way from enactment. Assembly members said they would need to read them in detail before going any further. But Mayor Cheryl Westover said something needs to change and that she knows it won't be easy.
Nobody likes change, but a lot of these tax issues have been on the books since the pulp mill days when times were good. I mean, and we had young families here spending, making good money and being able to spend good money.
Westover wanted the work session to be a discussion of budget philosophy among assembly members, and Monday's conversation covered broad topics. Pete Esquiro suggested cutting 8% to 10% out of the budget and setting it aside to handle maintenance and repairs to things that are starting to fall apart. Sitka has been struggling to repair roads, roofs, and other pieces of city infrastructure. But assembly members and Administrator Jim Dinley also zeroed in on some specifics, saying the budget process might include talk of cuts. Maybe the library would close one day a week, or Centennial Hall would reduce the hours it's open to the public. There was talk of raising harbor rates, doing away with the summer grounds crews known as grasshoppers, and cutting grants to nonprofits. Again, Mayor Cheryl Westover.
Those aren't necessarily what we will do. We just want to see the costs of specific things that could maybe add up and help the budget over the period of a year.
Dinley didn't have exact dollar figures from the cuts. Assembly members asked him to bring back some numbers. Still, even if the assembly does none of those things, Westover says the fact they're being talked about illustrates that the next budget year is expected to be difficult and that nothing is off limits.
I think everything's sacrosanct to somebody, but we're going to have to come to where we agree on what we are willing to cut and willing to not cut.
Budget discussions usually take place in the late spring. So in weather forecast today for Sitka and PA, calls for rain, heavy at times, highs around 43, southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, becoming south 10 to 20 in the afternoon. This is KCAW in Sitka.